line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Hello. You hear me?
All right. I got you now.
Okay.
16-6 setback in a battle of two top 20 teams on Saturday up in New Hampshire. You guys come up a little short, 16-6, to end that 8-game win streak. Just give me your impressions on the game Saturday.
Yeah, it was a good game. I thought New Hampshire played very well. We played hard, and we just didn't make the timely plays. Back and forth, we kind of put ourselves in position to have a chance there at the end and couldn't, make the plays to do it. But, I think defensively overall we probably played well enough to win the game. We held them to 16 points, sacked the quarterback 8 times. The only thing I probably, that we're all a little displeased about is the first drive of the second half. They took it and went 17 plays, 82 yards, and ran about 8 minutes off the clock. Offensively, we just couldn't get into a good rhythm. Davis made a lot of nice plays, but, we didn't run the ball very well. We dropped a touchdown pass early in the game, that would have gave us really good momentum. At the end of the half, with 19 seconds to go, we had a 41-yard touchdown pass, which would have put us, tied at 7, called back because of a holding penalty. We missed 3 field goals. We were 0-for-3 on field goals, and we fumbled the ball 3 times. So, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. And, our guys never let up. I mean, we were fighting till the end. But New Hampshire made the timely plays, and we didn't.
What was the, obviously it's the first time you guys have been on the short end of the game since August, and you obviously have a lot to play for and a big one coming up on Saturday. What was your message to the team after the game?
Well, message was that, look, we didn't make the plays we needed to be successful. And, a great coach told me one time, after you lose a ball game, don't say too much in the locker room, and I didn't. And, it's one game, and that's it. It's on to the next game. I mean, this team has obviously accomplished a great deal, and there's a lot of meaning in this game in terms of conference implications. And, we're in a position that nobody thought we'd be in at the beginning of the year, and, we're going to be excited to play.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue. If you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Hope you're doing well.
Hello.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning. I am. I hope you are, too.
Fine. Thank you very much. I want to talk about your quarterback, Davis Cheek. Watching him play, he plays with this confidence about him. To be a true freshman, did you detect that right out of the gate from him? And kind of where does that come from? Describe his play, if you will.
Yeah. I think we all did as a staff. We saw it early on. Even before we started spring football, I mean, he was in here watching tape all the time, preparing himself. And you could see it on the field show up. And some guys are just wired. They sort of got it. And he's wired to play quarterback, the hard wiring. He sees the field. He processes information quickly. He's got great poise and competitiveness. He's a very accurate passer. He's a tough guy, too. I mean, he can take a shot. And, when the game's on the line, he plays his best. And he'll only get better. So, he's done a fantastic job for us.
And lastly, through the close games you've had this year where you've been able to come out on the winning end, how did that help your team confidence-wise? Again, as you said yourself, nobody was expecting your team to do these things. How did their confidence grow from week to week, and how did you see them mature?
Well, I think it did from week to week grow, and their confidence and their belief, that we built on our successes, and it got to the point at the end of the games where we just expected to make the play necessary, to get the result that we wanted. And, our play hasn't always been perfect throughout the games, but went in position at the end would made the plays. And, you know, this past Saturday, you know, we just sort of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, you know, 16-0, and we scored a touchdown with about 4 minutes to go, but we missed the two-point conversion and got it right back down there again real quick and couldn't get in the end zone, kind of relied on the field goal to make it a one-score game, but we missed it. So I think it's a very confident team, and they believe.
Great, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Madia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt. I guess kind of another big picture question, but when you and your staff took over, what were a few things that you guys wanted to establish in terms of a culture or the way you guys were going to play in order to have the turnaround that the program has had there?
Right. Well, you know, I kind of had a blueprint, learned it. You know, a lot of it comes from Alabama and that plan, and hadn't been a head coach for 6 years prior to this, so I had a pretty good idea what I wanted to do. You know, I was fortunate to be able to hire a good staff that had come from winning programs. You know, I feel like I got a great coaching staff. And we wanted to change the culture and the mindset of the players and change the way they think. And, you know, we thought we had to get a lot tougher mentally and physically. We wanted to be fast, physical, relentless, you know, a very physical football team. And high standards and expectations with, you know, the thought being one day at a time and stay focused on the present moment and, you know, improve as much as you can daily to give yourself, you know, the best chance to get the result and improve the most. So, and that's kind of how we play, you know, sort of one play at a time, nothing, never too high, never too low, on to the next play. And, you know, if you can get 11 guys doing their job consistently and playing fast and physical and relentless, then, you know, you got a chance to be successful. And I think, you know, that's kind of where we're at.
Do you see that the way you guys want to play, are there parallels, I guess, to the way JMU plays in terms of kind of that same idea that they want to take, you know, one play at a time, one game at a time, and then just kind of the things you guys like to do? You guys like to run a ball, JMU likes to run a ball. Do you see parallels between the two cultures that each program has?
Yeah, I probably do. I mean, you know, they're a very impressive football team. They're extremely well coached. They're definitely fast, physical, and relentless. You know, they got a lot of really, really good players. And, you know, they've got a dominant defense, the kind of defense, you know, anybody would love to have. And they do a good job offensively, too. I'm sure the blueprint is probably similar. It's probably laid out a little differently. But I see some parallels. I mean, they're a little further along, you know, in their program in terms of their recruiting and development than we are. We're sort of in the infancy stage. But, you know, I'm very impressed with them.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kurt, you guys have been able to run the ball effectively pretty much all year long, well over 100 mm-hmm. yards in every game, and only 31 Saturday. What was New Hampshire able to do to you?
I thought they did a nice job preparation. They gave us a look or two up front that we hadn't seen, but, you know, we probably we may have abandoned the run game a little early too, you know. So we did have some runs spit out early. You know, once we got behind 16-0, you know, with maybe 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, you know, it kind of became a pass fest, you know, after that. So, but, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They played well up front. They fit the gaps, you know, real well. And, you know, we never really got that running game going.
And then on kind of on the other side, you mentioned the 8 sacks, which is something that nobody's been able to do, especially against Trevor Knight, who's a fairly mobile quarterback. What were you guys up front able to do so effectively to get pressure on them?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have multiple looks, multiple blitzes, but, you know, we had guys winning the one-on-one matchups up front. And, you know, as the game progressed, I thought we really started to take control. You know, in terms of being able to contain the passer. Now, you know, he had a good day. He completed a lot of passes. You know, we've been fairly effective pressuring the quarterback. It will be a key again, obviously, this week. And I just thought our guys played, you know, with a lot of energy and passion.
So I'll let you go. Obviously, senior day for your guys on Saturday, and your first year in the program, so not guys that you recruited, but what has the senior class meant as you've turned this program around and helped with the transition?
Well, you know, I'm really happy for our seniors that they got to experience, you know, success, because they had a kind of a rough road leading up to this point, and, you know, they've done a great job. We don't have many seniors, I think 8 total. And, you know, Chris Blair, Nick Grohl, Ike Nkweji, you know, are 3 seniors that play a lot of football for us. Dondre Howe would be another one, defensive end. You know, other than that, you know, most of the guys are returning, you know, for next year. So, you know, they've provided great leadership for us. But more than anything, I'm just so pleased that they had, you know, the opportunity to experience success and go out on a good note.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for the time here this morning. And we will talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.